up, everybody? Welcome back. Anything But Credible podcast. This is episode 7. Duke's here. Got the guys with me. Keith, Griff, what's up, fellas?
How's it going?
What's going on, Doogie?
Not much, man. It's Emmy night, and we are fresh off the release of iOS 10. It has been a week since, you know, we sat down and chatted, so what's up with you guys? Anything to get off your chest? How you feeling?
You know what, man? Yeah, I got a little something to get off my chest.
Let's hear it.
I am nervous as hell, man. I got to go in front of a group of people next week and say a best man speech.
Oh.
And I'm kind of sweating it. I don't do public speaking that well. Like, it's different when it's just three dudes chilling and talking into microphones. But in front of people, I'm a little freaked out. So, yeah, that's what I got going on in my brain.
Oh, man, I feel for you. That would have me fucking...
Dude, I'm freaking
terrified.
Out.
Well, yeah. What's the guest count? What are we looking at? How many people are you talking in front of?
I think it's 170 right now.
Okay. Just get really drunk?
No. See,
the ultimate no-no.
Like, I was trying to take advice, and, like, the best thing I can come up with is just bullet points. Like, yeah. An outline. Like, do a little improv, but just... outline, like, yeah. You have to have some kind of structure. You can't go up there and just wing it.
Yeah.
My biggest fear is just looking like a complete idiot.
You'll be fine, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone has that same fear, and
I know the maid of honor pretty well, so okay. I'm hoping she tanks, but she probably won't. So
tanks.
That's rough. That is rough, man.
I mean, yeah. Keith, you're I mean, you know, you're pretty well-spoken guy. I think you could handle it. Now, obviously, it's different when you're in front of 100 plus people. But, yeah, I think if you – I don't know. It depends how – let's hear – I would like to see what your process is. Like, if you are an outline guy or you guy that's, like, going to write it out all the way. Oof. And, like, really, really perfect it.
Absolutely not. See?
There's problems with that.
Well, you've worked as a caterer before. Mm-hmm. Like, so when we do events, we always see, like, the best man get up with a piece of paper and he's just staring at it the entire time.
Yeah.
So he's, like, not paying attention to the crowd, reading as fast as he can, and
right.
I don't want that.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. That's we always... both, me and you, we've worked in the wedding catering business. We've seen hundreds.
Ooh.
Hundreds of speeches.
There's been some rough ones.
Really, really bad. Some really, really great ones.
Yeah.
And like you said, a lot. I would say majority of people take out that piece of paper with it perfectly, and then just basically like they're reading an essay, and it's just no emotion. There's no life. It's boring.
Yeah.
Sure, you might be saying some really nice stuff.
And then it goes on for like 5-10 minutes, yeah, and you're just sitting there like, God.
Yep. Then the next thing you know, he's flipping the page, and it's mm-hmm. like, oh.
Yeah, I can just speak from having, you know, giving speeches in college classes, stuff like that. But I know if you have, you know, basically it all written out, you're going to just be, like, skipping over stuff, panicking.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to be able to just, like, coherently read it anyway.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I think it's definitely better just to have
some
points, like this, and then kind of wing it off that point.
Yeah, know, have, like, notes on my iPhone.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And, like,
that's
I'm not going to try and be, like, super over-the-top funny. I'm
right.
going to keep it just simple.
Authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other two. You know how it goes, trying to fish. You're fishing a little too hard for those laughs. That'll get you bombed real quick.
Oh, yeah.
And then once you know that you're not hitting the jokes, then you start, oh, no. Then you're going down. We have both seen those where
Dude.
You can tell, like, oh, boy, here we go. We're spiraling right now. He's going down, and it's like, oh, it's hard to watch. It's hard
yeah.
to watch.
I See, that's when I'm trying to prevent a cringeworthy moment because I know for a fact half the groomsmen are going to have their phones out videotaping this. So
for sure.
I will definitely be in the crowd.
Yeah, it'll be
checking it out.
Probably on the internet by the time the night's over, so that's going to be great.
I'll be on the lookout for it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to put a excerpt of it out on the Anything But Credible page.
You know, I was going to do like a shameless plug.
There you go.
But I don't think my brother and his bride-to-be would like that, so I'm going to stay away from that one.
Well, Keith, I'll tell you what, man. I think you'll be able to handle it. A few outline dots, you know, you'll be good. It'll go smooth, man. You just got to make sure that when you guys ride around that bus and shit,
yeah,
that
dude.
The bears stop at maybe, oh, let's say we stop, you know, let's
see around. I gotta be loose enough to where I just don't care, but I can't be like slurring my words exactly. or anything.
You gotta find that medium, man.
And absolutely no cussing. That's gonna be kind of difficult for me.
That will be tricky.
Cause like, the more beers I have, the more cussing just occurs. I become a sailor. Right. Really. Like it's pretty bad. I probably sound really dumb when I'm really drunk. So.
No, I mean.
Trying to prevent that.
That would definitely be a problem for me. I think. I curse way too much.
Yeah, same here.
So, well, shit.
Yeah. Well, I'll be looking for that. Well, I'll keep you guys updated as far as next week goes. We'll let you guys know how Keith did, if he bombed or if he did a good job. Maybe if we can get a hold of some video, maybe we'll try and put that up. Yeah. Griff, what's up with you, man?
Not too much. The one thing I will bitch about is goddamn MSD. Where's my money?
Oh, still, dude, no,
still dealing with these bastards. No. And I don't know
what's the communication looking like.
The guy's just like, I don't know, it's phone calls back and forth, emails back and forth. He's still doing his thing, and he'll let me know if I'm gonna get...
Well, that's classic. Then 3 years later,
Well, hey, you might get some mystery money later down the line.
That'd be nice,
Like 3 years later.
But so for you guys out there that don't know what Griff is talking about, I think it was episode 5, maybe 4, a couple episodes ago.
I think it was episode 2 or 3.
Oh, really? That early? I don't know. One of them. You guys should already know about it if you're listening, obviously. But Griff ran straight into a giant pothole, basically, and broke his car in half.
To an extent, yeah.
And is waiting for the state of Missouri to...
The goddamn clean water people.
Yeah.
To pay up.
State or is it just the city?
It's MSD claims that's doing it because it was like a water main or something that fucked up.
So it is the state then?
I guess.
Oh, okay.
I'm just dealing with this dude from does the claims for MSD.
I gotcha.
I believe Patriot National is the company that does their claims for them. So that's who I'm talking to.
Is he a nice guy at least?
Yeah, he seems... Seems like a nice guy.
Okay, but he's just going through like all these measures and steps and everything.
Griff knows that he's playing with him, I think.
I think that's his job to an extent, though, right?
I would say so. Well, I'll tell you what. I got something to get off my chest, Griff, and it just happened today. I think I'm going to use this.
All right.
Keith, you can vouch for me on this.
Yeah.
We've been doing this podcast we've done it 7 times, right?
Shit.
In my apartment here. Now, we're in Soulard, so the apartments are kind of goofy. They're not your normal apartment setup, okay? So basically, I have this weird, like, off... I have a building that's, like, off of an alley. Like, I lead to an alley, and it's basically a split... It's a building split in half with 2 apartments. You're either A or you're B. Every single week, so far, including today... Yes. When Griff comes over podcast, before he comes in, he calls me and says, "Hey, dude, are you A or B?" Every single time. Last week, I even told him, "Griff, don't even look at the letter. It's the one on the right. If you're standing, there's 2 doors. You either go in the left door or the right door." I was like, "Griff, it's the one on the right." And then, okay, once again, we're sitting here with me and Keith. My phone rings. Griff, "Dude, are you A or..." I'm outside. It's like, "Dude, Griff. What is your excuse? What's your excuse for not knowing?"
Well, first off, he's late every week, so it's always me and Dugan asking about.
It's like, dude, have you heard from Griff?
I'm catching hell.
Our normal conversation starts with, "Hey, Keith, what's up? What's up, dude? Have you heard from Griff?" "No. What do you think he's gonna come?" "Yeah, he's probably just running late." Like that's like the norm. And then right after that, we get the text. "I'm gonna be like 10 minutes late." Then we get the call like, "Dude, are you A or B?"
So I don't have a good excuse for this. Obviously, I should have this down by now. I have a very serious fear of walking into the wrong house. Like, so I know it's A. Like, I'm like, it's A. I know it's A. But I'm going to make sure because I'm not just going to walk into some random person's house.
Did something, like, happen when you were younger?
I think it had to be an incident.
Yeah.
Specific incident.
Nothing subconsciously? Maybe there's some traumatic...
Okay.
That you don't remember.
Hidden memory in my brain. I'll have to go get
like you just buried that thing.
I'll have to get hypnotized or something to bring it out.
Oh, there you go.
I kind of know what you're saying, though. Like, because, like, for me, my ultimate fear, like, it's, like, one of these weird things that's not, like, a, you know, thing, but it is forgetting people's names. Yeah. I am terrible at but I am scared shitless of calling somebody the wrong name. That is, like, the most awkward situation for me, and I hate it. Like, when you actually say it, and they're like, no, I'm not Jeff. Yeah. It's like, God damn it.
Sorry. Dude, you know, that never really bothered me, like, forgetting somebody's name. Because, like, you got to think about it. Like, if they remember you and you don't remember them, like, I remember faces more than anything else.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's not an insult if you forget their name, you know what I mean? Because I probably hadn't seen these people in months, maybe even years.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you don't know what state you were in when you met them or anything like that, so.
I know that if they remember my name and I don't remember their name, I feel like an asshole.
So that's, yeah, that's, for sure. Yeah, for sure. And then you also, there's a lot of people that don't necessarily, like, me and you, Griff, probably, we'd be the kind of guy that would be like, no, man, It's Nick, no big deal, you know. But there's a lot of people out there that are like,
see, I always try to
get a little bit butthurt about that.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, depending, like you were saying, you know, if they know you, and depending on how that all goes. But
I don't know.
I'm not gonna be offended if someone doesn't remember my name.
Yeah. See, I feel like other people think like me, so like, if you forget my name, that's no big deal. Yeah. Like,
I don't know. It's like I said, it's one of those weird things that, like,
you doubt yourself.
Yeah, basically. It's just like, I really don't want to. But that's why I just hit them with the, oh, what's up, dude?
Oh, well, yeah. You always have your generic line.
You keep them with the general, man.
Yeah. Hey, you. How's it going, you?
Oh, dude, what's up, dude? How you been, man?
The one I hate is always, what's up, guy?
Oh, that's
dude,
when,
no.
That's when you know, like, you're giving it up. I'm not up that you don't know.
I'm not your buddy guy.
Yeah. That's when you know that he's like, this guy definitely doesn't know who I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you know, stuff happens.
Yeah, it happens. So, before we get into the stories and, you know, the meat of the show, something was brought up to me, and I want to discuss it with you guys. Shout out to McVay out there. He brought this to my attention. So I have a question for you guys.
He brought this to my attention Friday night as well.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay. So you had some time to think about it. And Griff, he actually said that you guys might have actually talked about this before. Okay. And I'm wondering.
I don't know what's coming.
I'm wondering, are you guys button uppers or button downers?
I go from the down up always.
When you button your what? You go down up?
Yeah, I go down up.
Top
dude.
Down.
There's no one in the world that buttons their shirt from the bottom up.
Dude,
everyone starts at the top and
goes down.
Why
would you start at the top?
Because
what do you mean?
I don't know.
Like, why? Because then, like, it's the closest thing to you. Like, it's
it
a natural
together.
But how do you, like, I always like to make sure my shirt's, like, on, nice, stretched out, you know, make sure I line up the first button right there at the bottom. It's always going to line up there at the bottom. Then I go up from there. Like,
what if you
grab a button from the top and then go to the second hole or
then
something.
Then you're a 5-year-old.
See, I would
you know what I mean, though.
Well, like, I would imagine that happening more often down at the bottom, because if your shirt's open and then you don't know exactly, like, when you're right here, they literally, I mean, it's like the distance apart from up top is, like, so close that you can't miss the hole. Down here at the bottom, when your shirt's open, you know, it's kind of hanging out a little bit. There's a lot of room for error. Finding the wrong
there
hole.
Is zero room for error, because you go up to the first button, you go up to the first hole, and then you do it, and then you go up from there.
I'm with Dugan on this one.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
no, man.
They like hang apart naturally, but when you have parts
obviously
sitting up here, they're right by each other.
Yeah. I also, like, now I'm thinking about it, I don't know if I've ever actually seen anyone else go from the bottom up. I don't even know, like, my dad, like, dads don't even go bottom up. Like, you know, like,
it is a top-down game, Keith.
Dude,
the world is
nobody taught me how to button a shirt. Well, I'm sure somebody, when I was, like, years old, taught me how
sad.
To button a shirt.
That was sad.
What?
He didn't have the paranoia.
No one
guidance.
Ever taught you how to button your shirt. I had to learn all by myself. It's fucking tough life.
No, it's not like that. I mean, I think my parents thought higher of me than to have to teach me how to button a shirt.
They clearly thought wrong, because you're still doing it wrong.
Apparently. I don't think there's a wrong or a right way to button a shirt, but mm-hmm. I'm a started from the bottom. Now we're here, you know? Damn, man.
All right, all right. So, very interesting thing. If you're out there, you know, send us some info, man. If you go from down up, if you button your shirt starting at the bottom, right on our wall, email us, do something, anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. So, message us somehow. I got to know if there's anybody else. I really think Keith might be the only person in the world. I really do.
No, I think McVay backed me up on this. I think he's a bottom-up guy.
Keith, back at it.
Yeah, dude, back at it.
Dude, I'm a forward thinker, bro.
I don't know about that.
So possibly two
people.
Guys that button from the bottom up.
Yeah. There might be more that support me. I don't know.
Can we get a study out there to see if this is another sociopathic tendency?
I bet you there's something. I should have looked that up, something like that. I bet you there's something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty sure. Keith is out there killing people. I'm more and more convinced by each week.
That's fine.
That's a nice conspiracy there.
What about, like, have you ever, like, buttoned, you know, like a polo has, like, two or three buttons? If you're wearing, like, a collared shirt.
I don't button polos.
Have you ever buttoned, you know?
Yeah.
You go from the bottom up on those ones, though.
You don't,
because they're so. Because
no one buttons the top button on those.
Some people do,
you're
bro.
Definitely a killer if you're buttoning that top button. But,
dude, it's called fashion, bro.
Yeah, that's not fashionable at all.
I don't know.
I think Russell Westbrook would have something
like a
to
nerd,
say about that.
I want to hear.
He's an exception to all the rules.
Oh, yeah.
Griff's big in the fashion game.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah,
I know things.
Well, that's funny. Let us know out there what you guys think. But let's move on. So I guess that leaves for the theory of the week, right?
All right.
So what do you got, Griff?
All right. So I'm going to first give a shout out to the Reply All podcast for first turning me on to this story. It's been written about in depth in other places and stuff, but we're going to talk about the mystical, the amazing Zardulu.
Oh, Zardulu.
Now, I don't know if either of you guys have any idea who Zardulu is.
I do.
Creepy, like he's like rising from the depths of hell or something.
It is a she, I believe.
Oh,
first of all,
sorry. Sorry, Zardulu doesn't exactly scream either gender. So
basically, viral videos out there, like candid type viral videos that are supposed to be like something that actually happened. This woman might just be behind all of them. Basically, they might all be fakes by the great, the amazing Zardulu.
A witch?
She might be.
Okay.
I will not rule it out. She's very mysterious. Okay. But so a few years back, the pizza rat video went extremely viral in New York, where it was.
You know about that, Keith?
The
pizza rat.
Was that like the gigantic rat or something?
It was a rat carrying piece of pizza down. I think it was in a subway station.
It's like down like stairs or something.
Yeah, and it was like giant, perfect piece of pizza. Way
You've
bigger.
Never
than
this
rat.
Pizza rat.
I've never seen the
Dude,
pizza rat.
That was like hugely viral.
This rat's just trying to get home with his piece of pizza.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I've seen it. I just
that's
don't
hilarious.
Remember
all right,
it,
keep going.
Go on.
Okay, so anyway, that might have been Zardulu. We're not sure if the pizza rat was or was not.
Oh, she's
Zardulu.
A shapeshifter.
No, not the actual rat.
Oh, okay.
The setup.
I thought we were like.
But okay. So, we'll start with the story I heard was this guy. He was a struggling actor in New York, and he gets contacted asking if he wants to do a job right after the pizza rat video went viral, by this woman calling herself Zardulu. She wanted to make a similar video with a rat. She tells him to come to like her studio, where she has like hundreds of trained rats.
Weird. Not gonna incriminate her yet, but very, very weird.
All types of very strange stuff. Like apparently there was a suit made of human hair in there.
How does he know?
She
was
wearing
hair.
They said it didn't look like fur, so
okay.
Kind of just fits with the weirdness of this lady.
If you have a suit of hair, yes.
She was wearing flowing purple robes. That looked.
Oh gosh. And, I'm just trying to imagine what this lady looks like. Go ahead.
And so the video, she explains the video that she wants to do to this guy, and it is known as Selfie Rat. And this went viral. This was big.
Do you know about, if you don't know about Pizza Rat, you definitely don't know about Selfie Rat.
Probably don't know about Selfie Rat.
If I see a video with Rat, I'm probably not gonna click on it. Just saying.
You were like the complete opposite of everyone else in the world. Like, that's the whole reason people, like, it went viral.
That's why Zardulu had hundreds of these bastards.
I don't want to see some nasty-ass fucking rat. That's all I'm saying.
That's so,
like,
funny. All right, Griff.
So, anyway, they get this trained rat to... The actor acts like he's asleep at a subway station. Zardulu comes out and dressed in normal clothes, not in her flowing robes.
Oh, okay, right on.
And he acts like he's asleep. They put, like, a little bit of peanut butter, I think, on his phone is how they did it. And they got this rat to come up with his phone on his lap and take a selfie of it.
One of the trained ones, by the way.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. And so then, like, a week later, there was another video of another rat, the PETA rat, where two rats were working in teamwork carrying a giant piece of PETA up these stairs. So let me backtrack here a second. So a couple of weeks after the selfie rat, this guy gets contacted by a reporter saying, I know this is a hoax. Like, I know, and so he fesses up to it. So he's the only person who's come out publicly that has had contact.
I can't believe this guy sold out Zardulu.
I know. He's the only guy who's come out and publicly admitted that he's had contact with Zardulu.
Oh.
But when this guy's interviewed, he makes it sound like she's fucking God. Like, she's capable of anything.
Oh, really?
Like, she's a true mastermind.
Because she can train rats?
And all types of other... Like, he says she had, like, giant industrial equipment to make all types of crazy shit.
Like, plans for bigger things, right?
Yeah. Something she had big plans, apparently.
Like, shit, is this
I think, if I remember correctly, Griff, it was something like she told him that she, like, he had, like, hundreds of ideas that were just, like, waiting to be executed on a timeline.
Oh, yeah. She's, like, slowly knocking the dominoes over. And this is...
Oh, God. What's it leading to, though?
I don't know.
That's the mystery. That's the mystery.
Oh, shit.
But so then the PETA rat came out, and this guy was interviewed, and he was like, I mean, it kind of looks like the same rat. One of those rats looks like exactly like the one he was working with.
Oh, man.
So all these rat videos that pop up, and now, like, everyone thinks that, like, Zardulu is behind absolutely all of these. And, like, no one can rule it out. So, like, people have come in contact with the other people that made these videos, and they're like, we absolutely were not working with Zardulu. But that doesn't mean Zardulu had them as unwitting accomplices.
Exactly.
To her, so, like, to her rat act.
Okay. So, like...
So now, what the thought is now is that Zardulu might not be directly related, but somehow set it up, set the incident up so that you record, like Keith, you're going to be a random person.
And
Zardulu is going to set it up so that you record it, and then it'll go viral.
Okay.
Because she's setting up the
so
situation.
I'm just a pawn in a bigger scheme.
We are all pawns of Zardulu.
In Zardulu's scheme.
Mm-hmm. And this wouldn't be so crazy, like, but... She actually has numerous times. That's what's weird about
it. It went super viral. And based on the way she talks and the way she has done, you would be amazed by the breadth of her work.
Are we going to be in trouble? Like, are we going to be threatened by, like, talking about Zardulu? Because...
It has been discussed.
Okay.
Dude, that's the thing. We wouldn't even know.
Is it, like, a non-violent?
I highly recommend everybody out there... Go look up Zardulu and see what, like, her... She's, like, a Twitter and stuff like that now. And her...
She tweets.
Her Twitter avatar or whatever. Just look at it. It's pretty fucking amazing.
Crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
Is it a rat?
Also...
There's a rat in it.
Of course there is.
If you go to that, make sure... We're basically directly ripping this off of...
Reply All.
The Reply All podcast. The episode is called Zardulu, I believe.
Yes.
You should definitely check that out because they're a really legit podcast. They did some legit investigating and stuff.
They talk about this for like 45 minutes. Yeah, there's also all types of articles written about this.
Right on.
It's a big thing. I love the thought that people see these things and these videos, but they don't even think about
it being fake.
Yeah, or the background, or how did this happen? Why did this happen? People just look at it and say, oh, that's cool, and then they move on. But there's the thought that there's somebody out there that's like, you know, like, the what's puppet the next master. Viral.
She's the fucking puppet master.
Yeah, you know.
So,
that's really...
What I think is crazy is, yeah, just any video you see that's supposed to be like, you know, something crazy random happening, think again. Think Zardulu.
Dude.
Think of Zardulu.
See,
which is just an awesome name, by the
it
way.
Is. Yeah, what, dude.
Do we know what that means? Is that like
is there an origin behind Zardulu?
There might be a theory.
Not that I'm aware of off the top of my head.
There might be a whole theory behind the name. Like, what could that mean?
There probably is.
It's creeping me out.
Yeah.
It's really scaring me right
but
now.
We live in St. Louis, so I believe her, you know, her stomping grounds are New York City.
Oh.
So. Yeah, if she can reach the Midwest, that'd be very impressive.
We don't know. We don't know. She could
You don't know the extent of her reach.
She could have her fingers.
True. There are some rats in Soulard running around. I have seen some.
For sure. There's no doubt about that.
Who knows? She's probably training mice, too.
I want to really know what
rodents
she does with that.
Of all types.
Rodents, yeah.
I want to know what she does with that suit of hair. That'd be something.
I don't know.
Maybe she's trying to impersonate the next Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, that
ooh,
is.
Ooh, speaking of that, not to switch subjects, but have you guys seen the new pics of the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah,
re-emerged?
I have, yeah.
What do you guys think? Have you seen it, Griff?
No.
Let me try.
Not a big
Keith,
believer.
What do you think?
I don't know.
I showed it to my girlfriend.
From the show me state, man.
She goes, that's just a big fish.
You're going to have to kill this thing and show me it.
There is no, what type of dinosaur is that supposed to be? It's just, it doesn't make sense, right? There'd have to be like hundreds to thousands of them. Breeding, right?
No, not necessarily.
Yes, necessarily.
Well, that's the whole theory behind the Loch Ness. It's such a dark lake. There's caves and caverns that these things can hide in.
It's not that big of a lake. Actually.
No, it's really not.
Yeah.
But like, who knows, dude? These underground caves could go for a very long time.
That's the newest picture that was captured.
You go pretty deep.
So I think that is three jumping fish.
So the theory that what everyone thinks is that I think it's three otters playing with each other. It just so happened, or not otters, maybe some kind of that animal like
beaver, otter, platypus.
Yeah, they're like just like perfect timing that they're playing with each other. Yeah. It looks like one giant.
Yeah, it looks like a giant serpent.
But you guys,
I think it's a couple of fish jumping.
I love that kind of stuff right there. That's great.
But the Zardulu. Is there anything more with that, or
just that I think she's gonna be taking over the world?
Is it like new world order type stuff?
Yeah. No, so I'm just
did the Illuminati hire her?
Most likely.
Okay.
She might be working with the lizards. I can't rule
that
out either.
She definitely has some kind of touch into something.
Sounds
like that.
She's a demon.
I don't know
though. She could just be doing something for the positivity, like
that is true.
The growth of like new age media.
Oh, this could be absolutely nothing. Realistically, this is just some kook who's made a couple popular videos.
Or is it?
But
is it this guy? Is it this guy that just made up a whole bullshit story so that he could get a fucking article written?
That is
about
something
him.
I wanted to talk about.
And
was maybe
promoting his acting.
Maybe he's Zardulu. And he got caught.
It's
as
like
the
some
hoax.
M. Night
so
Shyamalan
like, oh,
shit,
you guys
dude.
Think you're going to get me. I'm going to
yes.
make up this whole Zardulu myth.
Nice twist, bro.
That's what I would go with. And that way you keep the story alive, man.
Yeah.
You know, you keep it going.
So in all the pita, the pizza, and the selfie rat all happened, there's a big theater. So the guy who captured the pizza rat and the guy who did the selfie rat are both members of the same like theater company.
Yeah,
in New York. So there's like thousands of members. So
that's
it's like the same
thing
as going to this universe, same medium sized university.
Well, so that's the other thing too, though, that I was thinking about is,
but they all happened very close to this theater too.
If we go through, if we use the theater connection, what if he was Zardulu, but it was like, you know, maybe it's just a theater thing, and it's spread out to where now it's 1,000 people are doing Zardulu. Like, you know, it's like a weird cult thing.
Or maybe
Zardulu is not actually a person.
Yeah, that's
like
what
a,
I was going to say.
I'm saying. It's like a cult of
Zardulu
people
is
doing
like,
stuff.
Well, it's like a hive mind.
Yeah.
Like, everybody has the same, it's like Fight Club.
Yeah, right. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like
a
group of people that
it's
like
a hive mind, and everybody's working
Project Mayhem.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Zardulu. Interesting.
Dude.
Very interesting.
Tyler Durden and Zardulu. Same.
They're probably working together.
Yeah.
Trying to take out, trying to take out the banking system with rats and fight clubs.
Yeah. yeah.
It's a good plan.
With
What are you saying?
And nothing. Rats freak me out.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to do. Because you know you should gotta be a weird fucking person. I mean, just start with rats.
She has hundreds of trained rats.
Trained rats.
She could have armies of rats in New York City.
It just reminds me of Always Sunny. Charlie Kelly, King of the Rats.
Oh, well, that's funny. Yeah, so if you're out there, check it out, Zardulu. And also, like we said before, check out the Reply All podcast with the Zardulu episode. They did some really good stuff with that. Let's move on. Time to get into some stories. I'll start us off. I got a video for this one, so we can listen to it a little bit. But you guys ever – if you guys get arrested, what would you think one of the worst things to get arrested for would be? You know, there's a lot of things. What about getting arrested for eating somebody else's food? Where does that rank on your list? Because to me, that's probably one of the most bullshit reasons I've ever heard.
No, that's not bullshit.
Well, here, let's
I don't understand the circumstances.
Let's check this out.
You gotta be, if they're super desperate, I mean...
We'll give you some context.
All right. When somebody takes a few off of your plate.
Well, a D.C. police officer wasn't having it when he told a woman, "Stop taking my fries." And he says she refused... She ended up in cuffs. We're talking French fries. Fox 5's Matt Ackland live along U Street at the Italian Kitchen where this all happened. Matt, you got to explain this one.
An odd story.
Yeah. Hey, guys. You know, I wouldn't believe this one until I actually saw the police report this morning. Melanie Allwink, she cracked this one open today and showed us this police report. And I talked to a few people here, and it is true. So here's what took place. It happened Wednesday night, right around 9:30 here at the Italian Kitchen on U Street. Very busy U Street. The officer was on some kind of break. He came here to have a meal. Well, that apparently is when two women approached him and one of them started eating his fries. He ignored it because he wrote in the report they appeared to be on alcohol or drugs. He then told one of the women to that she could be arrested for taking this food. She allegedly said, quote, "Well, you might as well take me to jail." Again, she allegedly took another fry again. And so then he called a female police officer, and that's when the woman was arrested. We asked.
Okay, hold on. I have so many things that is really funny. Number one, the cop reading this article says that he literally gave her a 3-strike rule. Like, he saw her take a French fry and said, "Hey, don't do that." She takes the second one. He says, "Listen, don't take one more fry. I can arrest you." And then she did the 3rd strike and he legit arrested her. But there's so many things that I think is funny. The fact that you would take somebody else's food is hilarious. But the fact that you do it to a cop, and then the fact that he got so pissed about legit 3 single French fries and that he literally legitimately arrested her is hilarious.
I look at it this way. First off, why are you ordering French fries at an Italian restaurant? And what Italian restaurant serves French fries?
That's a good point.
That's all I'm asking. An authentic Italian restaurant. You go in there and try and order fries.
Griff's like, "I do that all the time."
Yeah, I mean, authentic might be, I don't know.
You live on the hill.
I know.
For those of you that don't know, the hill is the Italian community in St. Louis, and it's filled with authentic bars and restaurants.
Every 10 feet.
It's true, but there's also plenty down there that are like Italian restaurants. That, like Ragazzi's has fries.
That's
a good point, though, Keith. I like what you're thinking.
Second off, this sounds like a toddler just seeing how far she can push the limits. That's like
exactly what I was
saying.
Go
to timeout. It's like, no.
Well, the other thing I'm thinking, too, is that there's two of them. So, like, do you think they, like, set this up? Like, "Hey, Griff, you go talk to him, distract him, and I'll be, like, behind you." Like, you know, like, if it was, like, a plan or something.
And then, what are they doing in the restaurant? So. Did they just eat? Or are they going to eat?
Were they going to eat? Or why are they still hungry? Yeah. So many questions.
Dude.
Well, they were drunk.
Well, they were drunk, yeah.
So, they're probably like, "Let's fuck with this cop."
Yeah, no shit.
Apparently, people in Washington, D.C. really get pissed if you take their French fries. I'd just be like, "What the fuck?" Like, okay.
Like, I would try and, like, move the plate closer to me. Like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" Like, stop. I would treat them like they were a child.
I mean, the three of us went to St. Mary's for high school, right?
Yeah.
So I can understand the impulse to just want to beat the shit out of someone taking all your fries.
Well, yeah.
The tray fries that used to go on there. Buddy would pick up your tray and boom, And if they fall on the tray, they're now his. Get out of here.
I understand, you know, I get it. Like, I understand the aggravation. Like, you know, listen, no one likes losing French fries, but well, he took it to the,
no.
I guess he did warn him. So,
no, but. No, he did not take it to the next level. You don't take other people's food. This goes back to, like, tribal shit. There were wars fought over this. Like,
that's very, true. Very,
like, this true. Is primal for him to be like, what the fuck?
Especially not a stranger's food.
Yeah. That's like, pretty dude, I'm not just, I don't have the balls to go up to somebody's plate and start picking through their food.
Yeah, that's
like,
true. Yeah.
I think I would have been in the cops. I would have blown up like the cop did. Like, yeah. Get these fuck. I'm not a man of the law, so I can't just arrest them on the spot. That would be great if I could, but.
That is, I hear what you're saying, for sure. For sure.
Like, I hope they didn't, like, seriously get charged with anything. I hope, threw them in cuffs and was like, did you learn your lesson? Okay, you're out of timeout.
It sounds like
go throughout your night.
Sounds like they actually got arrested to me.
Yeah, another question is, why is this making the local nightly news?
That was hard-hitting news. Yeah. Hard-hitting news story.
Is this DC?
That reporter was trying not to laugh that whole time.
Yeah. That is great, though.
They were actually, the one who ate the fry was charged. She's 26, was not identified, and this article does not release what the actual charges were, but she was charged and filed. So.
Okay, 26. You're our age.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't be doing that shit.
No. Like, I don't care how drunk you are.
No, it's not.
If you don't know the person, you're not just going
to. So, like, and you know what? You go up to you got some balls doing it to a cop.
Yeah,
that's what's so funny.
Dude, no fuck shit.
I almost imagine her charges have to be, like, public intoxication and not actually, like, stealing 15 cents worth of
like
fries.
Like, petty larceny or something.
So, so ridiculously petty.
Shit. Yeah, they settle in civil court for 15 cents. Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was funny.
That is great.
Keith, what you got anything? What do you got?
Yeah. Give me 1 second. So, I got a couple guys from Kentucky, and they accidentally butt-dialed 911.
Okay.
And
I'm sure that's happened before, right?
The 911 operator overheard them talking about drug deals. So, they pinged these two guys' location, and they got arrested. For what was it? It was like some kind of like possibility to distribute, and then of course they had drugs on them. So yeah, they got busted for butt dialing 911.
Possession with the intent to sell or something.
Probably, yeah. I think
what a terrible. And then that's also so bad because they have recorded proof.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like, goddamn. Can you imagine just sitting there? Like me and Griff, we're just sitting here and bullshitting. Cops kicking the door like, what the fuck? And then they pull it out of the phone, and you're just like, I just look. I can imagine just looking at the other guy being like, dude, son what the fuck?
Okay, here are the charges. Possession of crystal meth and heroin. And the other guy got charged with weapon possession of a handgun by a convicted felon.
Oh, man. They're fucked.
These two dudes got screwed. Like, I don't know the legality of it, but like, like, you call 911 and you kind of like.
Yeah, you basically just provided them with evidence.
I think they
can use it. It sucks.
Yeah. Like, I just think it's kind of fucked up because, like.
I agree.
Like, oh, we're just going to ping these guys' location, go pick them up. Like,
well, it'd be like the same thing if I called up and said, hey, I think these guys have drugs in their house. It'd be
that's
the exact.
True.
They basically just gave it, like, called in on themselves. And, you know, obviously they did, but, like.
Yeah.
He'd be basically saying the same thing. He's like, hey, I have drugs on me. I'm at this house.
The reason this funny is pretty sore, this story is pretty funny. Can't speak. But this didn't happen to me. But my old phone, like back when I lived with Helly, the phone I had then, would call the cops or would call 911.
What?
What do you mean?
Are you serious?
10 times a day, like every day.
Wait, what?
Was your phone hacked? Or like?
No, it was so like. To unlock it, you could either unlock or emergency call.
Would your password 911?
No, it was the just go because if you didn't unlock it, you could still hit the emergency call.
Yeah,
button,
yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It would do that all the fucking time.
Why would your emergency call went to 911?
No, it was before I had an iPhone.
Oh, okay.
But
I was gonna say
it'd call.
Would it go to 911? Like, why even?
I guess. The emergency call automatically dials 911.
Okay. Yeah,
like if you're in a shitty situation, you don't have to worry about opening up your phone or
unlock
anything.
It. Yeah. So my phone would just call the cops all the time.
God.
And I'll just say I had fears that like something like this was gonna happen.
Dude, that's rough.
Yeah, they've arrested people for calling too, like, you know. Oh, I get called.
They'd yell at me and shit, and be like, "I'm just not doing this."
Because they're not gonna believe you when you say, "Hey, my phone." They're like, "Yeah, shut up."
I feel like at the time, they accepted it pretty easily. I feel like at the time, there was probably other phones out there that were doing the same thing.
Oh, man, that's really funny.
But, like, they're obligated to send a police car every time somebody dials 911.
They never did, I don't think.
So. Oh, really?
But they probably had you on file. Like, this guy's a fucking idiot. Don't go over there.
They would call me back.
Though. They'd be like, damn it.
You just called 911.
Did they know your name? Were they like, damn it, Griff?
No, but I do remember at one point someone would be like, yeah, we've gotten calls from this number, like 20 calls in the last week. And be like, sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Knock it off, dude.
Yeah. It was really annoying. So
that would be.
I can kind of understand how a story like this would happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, guys, we talked about that last week. Like, shout out to all the dumbass criminals out there, man. It's one thing to be a criminal. It's another one to suck at it.
Yeah, dude. You know?
Like, that guy just sucks.
I mean, most criminals do suck at it. I know. That's why they're in jail.
But suck at such a terrible way. Like, that sucks.
The ones who get caught. Yeah. Generally not the best.
That does blow, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's funny. Griff, what do you got? You got anything good?
Not for real. I got... what was that Florida story?
Save your Florida one. I'll okay. We'll get to that one in a second. I found something pretty interesting. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but let me ask. Did you guys hear about that lady that's doing concerts from the inside of her vagina?
No.
No.
I have not heard about that.
I've heard about the lady knitting for like 28 straight hours out of her vagina.
Yeah, I've heard about that one.
Yeah. That, like, even, no, it was 28 days. Like, she even went through a menstrual cycle on this knitting, but that's a different story than this. Please tell me more.
For a different day. I really liked how casually you just dropped that story.
So nonchalant.
So, I don't know. This article I found was basically like, it's like they are interviewing the lady that's doing it, but this is not her first time.
Were they interviewing her vagina or her mouth?
No, but she's basically just, she actually doesn't do anything. She just sits there. It's just they play the music.
What?
It's like a DJ does like his music set. Like he does like a DJ set, and it just goes through her uterus.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Here we go.
Dude.
She says, so a DJ, what recently happened was a DJ did a 25 to 40 minute DJ set from my uterus.
He can't fit? An audience. What does that mean?
Okay, so hold on. She says, from the perspective of my uterus, the show was awesome.
There are speakers in her uterus? I don't.
Okay, so this is her posed up on a table, right? This is like a really artsy thing, I guess.
Yeah, this is like a, oh man.
It's an extremely small venue.
This is wild. So it's like when you put a solo cup around your iPhone.
Yeah, in a sense, actually.
Where does this lady live? I'm going to say Brooklyn, New York.
It's got to be.
Feels so Brooklyn-y.
Yeah. Let me see.
You should see her, dude. It's hipster, too.
I saw
the extreme.
I saw the picture of her.
Yeah.
Screams Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
Which, shout out, that's where my sister lives. But.
So, okay, so...
He's struggling.
People are able to listen to it. Through a stethoscope.
Oh God, this got even.
Where is the music coming from?
No. It's like playing into her vagina. Yeah, like, and then they set up a stethoscope and they listen to it.
Yeah,
that's so strange.
So she says, how does she word it? Her uteral canals or some way.
Yeah.
Provide a certain kind of.
It distorts the audio. The music to an extent.
I'm not going to lie to you. If
the acoustics in her vagina have to be unreal.
Can we get an MP3 track?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. If I was like around and
I'd check it out. I'd check it out.
Well, if we can get like a recording of this, we should definitely put this up on Twitter.
Yeah, I'll have to look and see.
I mean, I would definitely listen to this. This would be something very interesting.
I want to know what all the buzz is about.
Yeah.
Here's the meat of the article right here. Let me see if I can pull this up. Okay. The main difference was the quality and volume of the sounds that were able to hear. A two-headed stethoscope allowed me to find the spot, in quotes, of the sound of the stethoscope bell from the outside of my body near my pelvic bone, while another person listened simultaneously. One listener described it as sounding like the source was far away, like driving on a highway and hearing a concert echo in the distance. These listeners had a much more up-and-close personal experience with me over the headphone listeners, some of whom could not help but dance, depending on the DJ soundtrack. So they had a couple guys that were a few feet away with you wearing headphones, and the stethoscope dudes were right up on her. And you can see this picture. She's literally on a fucking 5-foot fold-out table.
Yeah.
Bunch of people there.
Sprawled out with her legs open.
Headphone guys or stethoscope guys?
I would go all the way up.
I'd go stethoscope.
I think if you're going to do it.
Yeah.
I would go full experience.
Oh, yeah. I hope. Yeah.
See, this is really hipster, so I'm wondering, do you think she's, like, fully groomed and, like, taken care? Like, she has to be.
No.
Right?
No.
No. I, like, 100% guarantee you she is not.
People are going in there with, like.
Well, maybe she did for this. But she does. She doesn't conform to society.
I don't think she did.
In their rules.
That would be way too conformist.
Yeah. Yeah. She's probably got hairier pits than me.
Well, probably. She must be very comfortable because in 2013, she launched a project called The Vaginal Knitting Artist. Where?
Oh, this is what we were talking about. What? Yeah.
This is the same. I know.
Oh, what do you mean? What'd you say?
I know about this woman.
They shove wool up their vag and they knit it.
Oh my God, so that's a thing?
Yeah, dude. I've heard of this chick before.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know this was the same chick.
Oh, she's well known in the streets then.
Yeah, she's
well known for weird stunts. Griffin, yeah.
You guys know about this? Is crazy.
That's what I was saying. She knitted for 28 straight days out of her vagina. She's on display in like an art studio.
Oh,
she was the world's premier vaginal artist.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what?
She's legit.
She's legit.
Oh. I hate to say this, but at work the other day, we were talking about something, and somehow dick art got brought up, and there's a guy out there called Picasso.
I've seen videos.
He was on Tosh.0, I think.
Yes. The dude has, like, legit, like, better paintings than I could do with my hands.
Seriously.
Some of them are good.
Seriously.
Like, yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's people out there. Yeah.
7 billion people on Earth, there's going to be a few oddballs.
Shout out to the vagina master, dude. I don't even know her name. She's just known big time.
She's she's legendary, all right?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Keith, you got anything else?
Yeah, I got a story of a Massachusetts man. He was arrested after he stole a car, wrecked it, broke into a house, and painted a dog purple.
wait, what?
Okay, so the story starts off. This man.
First of all, you guys can't see Griff's face, but when he heard that, Griff literally gave like the most it's like one of those nods that you give like when somebody like makes a nice basketball shot, and you're like, okay, like you give that face, like, nice. He just made that face after hearing that headline, so it's like really
well played, sir. Well played.
Weirding me out.
So yeah, he steals the car. Now, mind you, this is all at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Shit.
So he has a stolen car. He's driving around a stolen car. He wrecks it, and then he breaks into a house. And for some strange reason, he paints the dog purple. Now, he leaves the house, and the police pick him up later with purple paint all over his
face. Oh, my
God.
Yeah, like,
so he was obviously the suspect they were looking for. And
wrongfully accused.
It doesn't say, like, if he was on drugs or anything, but he did try to kick out the cruiser windows, like the back seat windows.
Of course he did, yeah.
That's like the automatic thing you do if you're a crazy criminal.
You paint a dog purple. You're on drugs. I'm just almost positive about it.
Griff's pretty sure of that.
Yeah. Which drugs? That's up in the air.
But I it doesn't say which drugs, but what?
It has a ring of drugs. Some angel dust or something to me. I think he's PCPing it up.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Sorry. He was found with prescription pills.
Well, that shouldn't do it.
Yeah. Those are more downers, I would think. No, yeah.
Normally, maybe.
Maybe that's why he was dying.
Some type of antipsychotic or something that fucked up his brain.
Oh, he's fucked up somehow.
Yeah.
Let's look at this other angle. Like, I feel bad. If that was real paint, I feel bad for that dog. Like, that's not just going to come out easy. It's not like...
Well, if it's water-based, it might.
Okay, that's true.
But if it's oil-based paint, you're fucked.
Yeah, that dog is like, that sucks.
You got a purple dog for a little bit.
Yeah.
You
know,
which is kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
People do dye their dogs for, like, true. St. Patrick's Day and stuff like that.
I just imagine, like, that poor dog, like, seeing some guy come in and be like, oh, hey, what's up, dude? What's up? And he just, like... You think he just, like, poured the whole can on him? Like,
no, I think it was more like...
Or you think he was, like, an artistic...
Hey, dude, what's up?
I think it was, like, an artistic... like, he, like, took his time and was, like...
no, this is what I
How
imagine.
Did he get the dog to stay still to take this painting?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering,
like,
if he...
Nah.
What?
Huh?
How did he get the dog to
how
stay...
did he get his... Yeah.
Just, well, it's a dog, so, I mean, it's probably, like...
What
a well-mannered, domesticated dog. So it's
what
probably
kind of dog is this?
Yeah, we need to know what kind of dog it is.
I mean, I don't know what kind of dog it is. I don't think it
These
explains
are
this.
Important follow-up questions, Keith.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean,
failing.
Depending on the dog, you know, he might
if
just...
he broke into a house and painted a pit bull purple, I'm fucking impressed.
Yes,
true. Anything but credible.
Very true.
So.
Very true. Very true. Yeah, if it's something like a bloodhound or something, good luck.
Yeah.
Dude.
I mean,
I'm guessing it was like a...
It was a Shih Tzu?
Yeah, it's got a... Yeah. It's like
I'm
a lab
guessing
dog.
It was like a small little...
Okay. Well, that's
rat like
dog
a lab
type
dog.
Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I'm guessing it goes like this. Like, he's fucking barrels into the house, probably kicks down the door or something, and, like, sees, like, paint somehow, I guess. I'm guessing it's some kind of, like, Crayola set, so I'm guessing there was young kids... somewhere, you know, because, like, why else would you have purple paint? Who paints a house on their wall purple?
True.
Some people.
Sorry, I take that back. Yeah. I actually have a lavender bathroom, but yeah. So I'm guessing it's some kind of, like, finger paints, and he's just like, hey, Poppy. And just, like, painting it with all the paint on his hands.
Yeah,
you know
he's probably
I mean?
On some shit that, like, made it feel good. Like, the dog felt really good or something. So.
Could have been, like,
so many different things.
Yeah, could have stacked drugs on drugs.
He might have smoked a Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Jeffrey.
Yeah. He could have just been feeling it out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right.
The rug wall.
That's probably what the rug dog. Though,
yeah, the dog, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, I guess we'll never know. But that's hilarious. Where was that at?
Thank you for that, Keith.
Do you know where
Massachusetts.
That? Massachusetts. A lot of East Coast stories today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Florida's getting it easy right now.
Let's move on to Florida. Griff, you said you had something? Let's check this out.
We are going to Florida!
So I think you guys also have some. This is really just a headline.
Okay.
I just want to talk about the man who was arrested in a Florida library for crawling under the table to smell a woman's feet.
Oh,
just
what?
You know, yeah, yeah. He crept himself under there. He looks like a big old skinhead too.
Oh, like white supremacist dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen a picture of
and
him.
And he was sniffing some feet.
What? It's just.
I mean, who hasn't sniffed a good foot? I don't know. Me me personally, I hate feet.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Yeah, I hate feet. Like, ugh.
But
I barely like my own.
So let's say, like, you're at the library. And you just look under the table. And there's a giant skinhead sniffing your feet. First reaction, what do you do?
I kick him.
Yeah, you
okay.
kick
him
kick
right
him
in the face.
I think you kick him.
I don't know.
I would love to
break
get
that fucking nose. He won't be sniffing no more for
sure. So I want to know, what I want to know is how hardcore this guy was sniffing, okay? So
pretty hardcore,
right? We're in a library, right? So just picture the setting. You know, it's quiet. This guy can't be, like really getting into it. You got to be quiet or else you're going to give yourself away, you know? Well, he actually did. So maybe
he did.
Was.
He got caught.
Like hardcore sniffing. Or was he like...
Was he trying to be quiet at first? And then he
saying.
Just got well, like, so wrapped up in the irresistible odor of these feet
exactly.
that he starts making noise.
Right.
I don't know.
Like, how do you not see a grown-ass man crawl under a fucking table? That's all I'm asking.
Well, if you're
like
just reading.
It looks like he was a big-ass dude in this picture, too.
So. Yeah, he definitely wasn't quiet enough to, like, slowly army crawl under the table and was like...
No.
God, what the fuck? Like, that's fucked up. That's so Florida, dude.
It's
like,
just wild, dude. That's.
Yeah.
What do you got to say?
I didn't know
for
they
yourself?
Had libraries in Florida. First of all, who the fuck's reading?
I'm trying to picture the most popular book in Florida.
Bernstein Bears.
When's the last time you guys been in the library? Maybe it's just like all weird-ass people only go to libraries
That's
now.
That's true. In college, but like college library.
God damn it, I have a library card.
Oh, God.
Dude.
You still have a library card?
Yeah, you guys are painting a terrible picture of me.
Dude, Keith, you're looking more fucking...
is a sociopathic.
Yeah, more sociopathic.
Sociopathic foot smell.
Every
asshole.
Week.
No, it's I got a library card on my key ring. It's a little swiper.
When was the last time you used it?
I rent a lot of books online. They got the Overdrive app.
Oh, really?
Yeah, shout out to St. Louis Public Library. Huh. Yeah, Overdrive app. You can download a lot of books on there for free. It's great.
Dude, awesome. You keep
like
it
a
on
week
your
rental.
You keep it on your keychain?
Yeah, bro.
That's hilarious, man.
Well, I got a card and I got one on my keychain.
That's hilarious.
Hey, they have movies too. Buddy used to always go
really?
To the library to rent movies.
Solid,
yeah.
Dude.
That's,
I didn't know that.
There's no way they carry stock of movies that are not at least 15 years old, though.
I think right? some of them were definitely more newer.
Wow.
Like, I don't think they have new releases, yeah. but they have some.
I'm just wondering if they would have like R-rated movies.
I don't see why they wouldn't, actually. I
yeah.
mean, you have books with very adult themes, right?
Yeah, that's very true. Do they have erotic sections at libraries?
Do they?
That's I don't know.
they shouldn't. I'm gonna.
You're
say
the
that.
Library master, dude.
Just go whip that card out, man. Figure it out.
I'm not the bookmaster. I am the gatekeeper. I got a strange Florida story.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. So the headline reads: Man accused of tossing gator into Wendy's drive-thru window.
Oh,
pretty
wow.
much self-explanatory.
That is Florida.
So supposedly this dude's driving down the street, sees a small 3.5-foot gator on the side of the road, decides he's gonna get it in his car.
Well, you gotta get it.
I mean, obviously it's Florida, so I think everybody has a
gotta catch
gator.
A gator. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, so this asshole. Like, he didn't even, like, want any food or anything. Like, you know you're about to do something fucked up when you go to a drive-thru place and just order a soda. Like, that worker should have known something weird is about to happen.
You can't serve that guy.
Nah.
Because there's a good chance, at least, I feel like, if it's not that, you're going to get, like, a fire in the hole or
something. Those videos are hilarious, by the way. But,
Keep going, sorry.
So, so the guy gets a soda, and then all of a sudden, tosses a 3.5-foot gator into the Wendy's fucking drive-through window. This guy's an asshole.
That is not like a funny prank.
Definitely an asshole. Yeah.
And like his mom came out and she was like, "Oh, that's just Billy, you know. He's
such a prankster.
He just loves his pranks." Like, this is harming people.
Yeah. Do you know if it bit anybody or like? Also, what did he get charged? Like, what's the actual charge? It's like a dangerous weapon.
Yeah, like I mean, you would weapon. Think like he's getting a lot of like animal charges, like animal rights charges.
Oh, PETA
like
is
that.
Not happy with this guy.
I can't believe this guy literally threw a fucking deadly animal at somebody.
threw
a drive.
It's a baby, right? So they're
probably. Oh, it's
I think
a baby.
It's, I think it. Well,
3.5 feet's pretty big, man.
Wouldn't all... you? Well, that's like tail to head. So like,
okay.
The tails are pretty.
Shit,
big.
They'll still bite the shit out of you.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It'll still hurt.
The younger ones would be more aggressive, you know.
Maybe
because they gotta protect themselves.
Tossed in the air.
Well, but I think when he tosses it in, I think it's Florida. Everybody knows how to deal with gators in Florida.
That could be.
So you know what I mean. So I feel like she probably handled it pretty well.
Yeah, they're like, God damn it, we got another gator.
Yeah, you know.
That's like hilarious.
Gator are like deer in Missouri.
Yeah.
Like, just let the goddamn gator pass the road, and you're just sitting there fucking honking at it. Like, come on.
That's probably hilarious.
Slow as shit, too.
I mean, that's just like the definition, I feel like, of a Florida story.
It is.
Some Hoosier. Like, that's, I go with the, like, some Hoosier throwing a fucking gator that they found on the side of the road through a shitty Wendy's. You know, a drive-through window.
That is pure condensed Florida.
Yeah.
Condensed Florida.
You might have seen the story before. It happened last October.
Okay,
but
so it's a little...
Charges are coming out now for him. Yeah.
We'll have to do something.
Do you know what the charges are? Because I'm interested.
That's what I was wondering,
really quick,
if it was like what it would be. But I'm wondering if it's like...
They charged him with assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh, I called that.
Oh, man.
I called that.
And
that
unlawful.
Like, that seems like a stretch.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll probably get off.
Dude, I don't
that
know
one.
If it bit somebody. Like, yeah.
Not a 3-foot one can kind of kill
you. You were using it as a weapon, though. You know, if it bit you.
But it's not a deadly weapon. It's like a
stupid. How is it it's not a deadly weapon?
It's a baby. Those things are not big, man. Those things are little bitches.
Like a Troy Landry would tell you, you got to watch out for the death roll, bro.
Once
he grabs a hold of you and he starts spinning.
Those are the 14-footers, not the 3-footers.
Dude, I don't, Griff. I think you're really underestimating the gator's power.
Okay, let's go to Florida.
Throw a gator through my window.
You know what? Let's sign Griff up. Don't they do, like, gator wrestling and stuff?
Yeah, those are full-grown goddamn gators.
No, guys. This is a different story. I want to throw
a 3.5-foot gator at you and see what the hell you do.
Griff would start screaming. Yeah, he starts screaming.
And unlawful possession and transportation of an alligator.
Okay, so there you go. That's the one that makes the most sense. For sure.
It's a very Florida specific law.
Guys, if you're out there, man, and you see a gator, really any animal on the side of the road, just let it do its thing. Do not try to throw it at anybody.
So yeah, I have a story about how gators are a little bitch. Baby gators are bitches. All right.
Okay. Let's hear the Kirsten brothers.
My roommate.
Shout out.
They had a gator growing up, or their brother had like a baby gator.
Really?
Yeah. They also had two. I think they kept it in like the fucking bathtub. But they also had two ferrets that they would let run around.
Did the gator kill the
ferret? No. Oh. The ferrets killed the gator.
Really, dude? Yeah. See, I've heard ferrets are like just vicious. Evil.
Well, they're feisty.
Apparently, they like ripped the thing's eyeballs out.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Ferrets are feisty.
Yeah, they're assholes, dude.
So you're using this story as a backup, saying like little gators.
I'm saying bitches. An overgrown weasel fucking was able to kill the gator.
How big of a gator are we talking?
I think it was a young gator.
Three feet.
Probably about 3 feet, I would imagine.
This big, then you're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's from tail to, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not. I don't know. I've seen a whole bunch of gators. That's why I see like down. You ever been to Fuddpuckers in Destin?
No, I have not. No.
They have. Shit ton, you know, like gators, and you can feed the gators and shit. But a lot of them are about 3 feet. And if you see these, they're just not very intimidating.
Okay, all right, Griff. All right. I hear you.
All right, man. So
we learned something today, Griff. Gators don't faze him.
That is not what I said. a full-grown gator would be horrifying. But
that's funny, though, either
fucking
way.
Fucking dinosaurs.
No, I was, man, I was really looking forward to, like, maybe seeing a gator when we were in New Orleans.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Like, I would, believe me though, I'd stay far fucking away from.
Oh yeah, we tried gator.
Gator's dead, boy. I like it. I mean, it's good.
Dude, it tastes like chicken.
Yeah, chewy.
Fried gator tastes
chewy.
Like chicken.
Chewy chicken.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was really good.
It was good.
All right, let's move on. I got a quick hit right here. I just came across this. This chick in Austria, I think, somewhere over there. Yeah, Austria. She's suing her parents. Like, okay, let me ask you this first. Are your guys' parents, either one or both, on Facebook?
No.
Keith, I'm guessing since you're not, I'm guessing your parents wouldn't be, because that just wouldn't make sense.
Both of my parents are on it. I don't think my father's ever actually used it. I think like my mom set him up a page. Yeah. He's never.
So your mom's on it, though, right?
Yes.
And she probably put up a couple pictures of you throughout the time being on there.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom is. She does the same thing. This girl in Austria, she's 18 years old, is suing her parents for posting too many baby pictures.
Oh, God.
Now, we're not even talking just
frivolous lawsuits.
What is your legal grounds to sue somebody?
Here's her quote right here. Quote, "They knew no shame and no limit and didn't care whether it was a picture of me sitting on the toilet or lying naked in my cot. Every stage was photographed and then made public. I'm tired of not being taken seriously by my parents."
You're 18. You're not going to get taken serious by your parents just yet.
That's like, fair, too. Yeah.
And, like, have you accomplished anything worthwhile in your life for them to, like, give you that kind of respect?
And the fact that they're posting baby pictures of you actually doesn't mean they're not taking you serious. It means they're your fucking parents.
Yeah, and they're very proud of you, probably.
This is ridiculous.
I do have, okay, for a little bit of defense on her side, though.
Mm-hmm.
This article states that since 2009, her parents have posted in between somewhere around the note of 500 to 700. Right.
They sound like weirdos.
So
yeah. Still can't.
So there are a lot of pictures floating around, but if they are all baby, I mean, listen, if they're your parents, they're not going to be, it's not going to be like anything you like naked, you know, it's not like nudes or anything crazy.
If it's you naked as a baby, like.
No, I know. I'm saying they're not going to put up pictures of you in a naked. This isn't because they're like. Put up a picture of her smoking a bong or something. Yeah. You know, it was like they're all like mom and dad pics. You know?
Yeah,
and she she did not want it. And
look at my pretty little girl.
Five hundred baby pictures. That's a lot. Why do you have that many?
I don't know. I feel like she's 18.
I guess our generation, the people who have kids right now, probably have that many.
Well,
pictures,
that's what I'm trying to figure out. 18 right now. It's 2016. So she was born in 98.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of modern technology out there, because when we were growing up, early 90s, there was still like
you got a few pictures of you, probably.
Films and like you had to go actually get them
with the advent of social media. That's definitely where, you know, people are posting 100 pictures of their baby every day.
Exactly.
So check this out though. So this is like the first case of this kind in Austria. And what she's trying, I guess her and her legal team, what they're trying to...
that her parents are probably paying for.
Right.
What they're trying to relate this to is apparently in France, there is a law that publishing and distributing images of another person without their consent online can face up to 1 year in prison or a fine of $50,000. And I think that's what they're trying to tie this to for her parents. So she's, I feel bad for her parents, man. They're like, what the fuck, Jesse? What are you, you know, what are you doing?
That's a dumb law.
That's really dumb.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a dumb law. It's just dumb for her to use that law for her parents.
That I don't think that law would ever fly in the States.
So this article also says
that'd be infringing on your First Amendment rights to an extent. Yeah.
You're posting a picture of somebody else, and if that somebody else doesn't like it, you got to blur their face out or something. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I know for at least for film.
Unless you're in like
video,
a
video, that's how it is.
Unless you're in like a public.
Unless you're a public figure.
Yeah. Or a public surrounding, like in a park or something.
Yeah,
that's
what I mean. Yeah. Clearly, I can't go creep up to your window and take a picture of you in your own house.
Well, I'm thinking at a private party or something like
that. Oh, I guess so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this also states that there's currently a movement. I don't know how recent this is, but a current movement in the UK that's. They're trying to give children and those under 18 a delete button to remove their photos from social media. But I don't know how that's going to – I mean, that's trying to change Facebook or something. So that's not going to –
Well, I think a lot of people would like
that. Apparently there's a rights plan, a website where all – they're trying to make a thing – or I guess they're trying to implement it so that all websites have some form of a delete button to enable young people to be able to get rid of them. But I don't know if I agree with that either.
Because you're – You're not an adult. You're not an adult until at least for the United States, you're not an adult till you're 18. You're under some kind of care, under some kind of guardian care. So they choose what you do until you're 18. Yeah, you can sit there and fuck them, fuck this. Like, I'm not going to listen to you, but like, you're still you're not an adult.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's the way I feel about it. You're under somebody else's care. So.
I hear you.
So I think this comes – I heard about this a few months ago. I think there was a fight going on in, like, France and some other places. It's, like, the right to be forgotten. Have you heard about that?
No.
It's basically so, like, all your public records, all your – you know, say you have an old mugshot from 10 years ago. Like, all that stuff at some point has to be able to come down off of online. So, like, let's say you change your behavior – like, it is the right for the stuff to not haunt you for the rest of your life.
Interesting.
Well,
you should be a felon for the rest
timeline?
Of your life.
Well, it depends.
What's
I guess.
The timeline for that?
I don't know.
They'll be interesting.
I don't really know too many details about it, but I remember this was like an ongoing debate in multiple countries.
Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting to see if that – because, you know, like we have what's it called? Public public property or whatever, like music-wise, a public domain for music. But that stuff doesn't become domain until, like, it's something crazy, like 75 years after the death of the artist or something. You know, it's like a super long time before it can become. So I wonder if it would be something like that. It would be like 200 years after your death, you get to change your records. Exactly. You know, it
doesn't
like,
fucking help you at all.
Yeah
it's like, exactly.
Man, I wonder.
Well, they're probably not going to write book. Well, unless you're like Snowden or something.
Yeah.
You'll probably live on in infamy forever, or like Julian Assange.
Can we talk about Snowden?
Oh, the movie?
No, not even the movie. I just wonder if he's going to get... He's campaigning hard for a pardon.
Yeah.
Who wants
to live in Russia?
I highly doubt he gets it.
He's not getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
It's interesting.
It is.
It's a very divisive topic.
Like, right? I still don't know if...
That's a deep...
I still don't know if he should go to jail or...
Me either.
If he should be free. Like...
Yeah. He might... Be
thank you
a hero to an extent, but you like, also
you broke the law.
Yeah,
like
and like for these laws in the military to have meaning, you know, like we need to be able to keep secrets, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, essential. Exactly. But so, you can't.
I don't know.
But
I'm very glad we know about it all.
Yeah,
now,
that but you're spying on Americans, so yeah. It's yeah. Wow, that's a hard one.
Yeah, we'll have to dive into that. We have been in talks here on the ABC pod of trying to possibly set up another sub podcast somewhere along the lines of the political realm. You guys, Keith and Griff, you guys are both, you know, the topics like this can get very political and not even that, but with, you know, the election coming up and currently happening and what's about this and that, a lot of stuff's happening. You guys are both pretty fine, well in tuned to that world. So we've been thinking about possibly doing something like that soon. We haven't finalized everything, but we'll keep you guys updated on that. But something like the Snowden topic, that would be a very good thing for you guys to get into, I think, on that. So
yeah.
So watch out for that. We'll get into, I think, you know, if we set something up like that, it would be topics. You know, obviously, like I said, you get the general election, but you get some pretty topics. Well, you can dive pretty deep into that kind of stuff. Okay. There's a lot of different angles to something like the Snowden case. Yeah. So for you guys out there, we'll keep you updated, but keep out for that. Moving on. Do you guys have any Hoosier stories, anything like that?
No, I do not.
We wrap this up. I do have one quick hit before we close this out. Last week we mentioned the Nelly going diamond.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, this week I came across, apparently he's in a little bit of a debt problem.
About this. Yeah.
Yeah. So someone's talking about this.
It's been going viral, this initiative. Nelly is about a little over $2.4 million in debt. And so.
Well, tax evasion.
Yeah. Not debt, I guess. Tax evasion. So yeah, he owes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who started this, but somebody out there started a hashtag, a movement to try and get Nelly's Spotify plays up so that he can make enough money to pay it off, right?
Somebody started a Kickstarter as well.
Oh, poor Nelly.
And, yeah. No. No.
Yeah.
Like, I love you, Nelly, but no. I'm not going to pay for your mistakes.
You are so much richer than me.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to give you money for the mistakes you made.
I just think it's so funny. It's because we were talking about how, you know, we go to different countrywide. You can hear country grammar in the album. You know, no matter who you are, where you are, you hear that stuff. And it's like Nelly is so loved that, you know, this isn't just like a St. Louis thing. You know, so what they originally, the song that they wanted everyone to play was Hot in Here. That's like the song.
The number one, dude.
So I'm looking off of.
That's another great song. Number one, dude.
Oh, God. That's low key. No one people don't know about number one.
Oh, yeah.
That's some pump ups shit.
Oh. So being that we are the Anything But Credible podcast, I'm using my uncredible source is TMZ that I'm going off of.
Nice.
It's actually not a bad article. They did a little math in here, which surprised me. So listen to this. They said, we've done some calculations to let you know that if you're going to go about streaming Hot in Here by yourself, it would take over 287 million times for him to pay back this. And so you'd spend over a billion minutes listening to it.
Jesus.
It would be over 18.1 million hours straight, continuously. That's how long it would take.
Jeez. A lot of Hot in Here.
Yeah.
And so, it would take, is what it says, that would take over 750,000 days, which would in turn take over 2,016 years.
That song will live on for 2,016 years.
I don't know how legit that is, but I think that's hilarious. I think it's also really funny that we bring up Nelly and how awesome he is, and then people start, you know, the hashtag save Nelly to get him out of.
I don't think he needs saving.
No, I think, I think he'll be all right.
No, he's doing just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go sell something, Nelly.
My whole thing is
I love you, Nelly.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you. And I know he's not the one asking for it, for this money.
Yeah.
But, like, why would you, like, I've never asked him for a dime. Dude, so, like.
You've never asked Nelly for money?
No, absolutely
that's
not.
That's weird.
No.
The internet
is. Yeah, I used to send him letters. Handwritten letters. Oh, that just makes me sound even creepier.
Like he was Santa. Nelly is Keith Santa.
Nelly, I've been really good
I've been
year.
Good this year. Yeah. I could really use new Walkman to play your CD.
Oh, yeah. Walkmans were.
Keith, what it all comes down to, man, is that the internet is a crazy place, man.
Dude, the internet is a crazy place. Yeah. Filled with a lot of crazy people.
Yep. Yeah.
A lot of crazy people.
That's funny, man. Okay, well, last thing before we get out of here. Anything else you would like to say? Any quick shout-outs before we head out?
Yes, I do. I have a man that redid Evel Knievel's stunt. And I feel like there needs to be, I'll tell you. It was he successfully jumped over the Snake River Canyon with tribute to his boyhood idol, Evel Knievel.
Wow, he actually did it, though.
Yeah, he went up in a rocket about 400 miles an hour to cross this 1,400-foot span.
Wow.
Yeah, that takes some balls, man.
And then what, he landed in like a net or something? Had to be, right?
Oh, parachute. Parachute came out.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So, like, wow. I wish there was more stuntman.
Shout
like
out
that,
to that
dude.
Guy. Yeah, that's crazy. Like, shout out to. I didn't even like hear about that. No
like,
press.
Yeah, I know. Like that Walinda dude that went across the Grand Canyon or whatever canyon on the tightrope.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Dude, I want to see more shit like
yeah,
that.
That's crazy.
Dude.
Stuff like that. Yeah, shout out to those guys because. First of all, I mean, yeah, you're insane, but yeah, a lot of that doesn't happen anymore. Like back in the day, that was like the thing.
Like the closest thing to it was like a Nitro Circus.
Yeah.
Yeah. That stuff's pretty nutty.
Oh, dude. There was one where he like jumped out of a plane without a parachute and got into another plane. Like the plane started going down at like the same speed that he was dropping and he climbs into that plane.
Whoa.
Yeah, that shit blew my mind.
Dude, Travis Pastrana is like
nuts.
Yeah.
He's one of the top 10 coolest guys ever.
He's got to have a death wish.
He just no fucks. No fucks.
Dude, he ain't scared.
That's what makes him so cool, man. He just literally does not care. That one episode I randomly turned on, like, because I don't ever watch that show. I've seen episodes.
Yeah.
But the one episode, I mean, even for him, it's nothing. But he wanted to go skiing. But he, like, literally the day before broke, like, from his knee down to his ankle, like, broke, like, a main bone in his leg. I don't even know what it is. And he just was like, fuck it. And, like, went out and skied. I'm like, you just ski down a mountain with a completely broken, it's, like, in a cast, and it's, like, all fucked
up. He's going to be in a wheelchair at 60.
But he wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
But it's Pastrana, though. He wasn't just skiing. The guy was doing, like, jumps, backflips. I mean, he was out there on a broken leg.
Do you know how much that has to hurt?
That's what I'm saying. He just doesn't even care. He's like, oh, that's fun. I'm like.
And you know what? I bet he's one of those dudes that, like, refuses pain pills.
Yeah.
And, like,
oh, for sure, probably.
Like, he just loves the pain,
he's
you
just
know?
Like, it's nothing.
Yeah.
God, what a crazy dude.
Those people are nuts.
Yeah. Well, but, shout out to that guy.
Yeah. We need more of those people.
What about you, Griff? You got any shout outs?
I'll give a shout out. I don't have his name, but, okay, so you guys heard about the attacks.
The New York City?
And I'm going to talk about the one in Minnesota, though, the guy who
the went, stabbing?
Yeah. So, shout out to that cop. Who put a stop to that shit?
I haven't heard that story.
Yeah. Off duty cop, put that motherfucker down.
Good.
So shout out to
with
that.
A gun or without a gun.
Fill
with
me in on the actual the stab. What is it? A stabbing? I'm not sure if I'm aware of this.
A guy dressed in a security outfit went into a mall in Minnesota, stabbed like 9 people. Until an off duty cop put a stop to that shit.
Everybody's
alive. No fatalities.
He's just like running around stabbing.
Yeah. ISIS did come out and claim that.
ISIS
too.
Is claiming.
Really? Yeah. The stabbing?
Mm-hmm.
They're claiming responsibility.
I haven't claimed the bombs in New York.
No one has claimed the bombs in New York and New Jersey.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody out there, man. That just happened. So shout out to
all 29 people, I think, released from the hospital already.
Good. Really?
That were injured.
Well, that's good.
It was probably a dull knife.
No, that's the
bomb. Yeah,
29's
yeah.
the bomb. Yeah, but so that shows these assholes are fucking like they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
Well, the other one didn't detonate. They found another one like two blocks away.
So well, no, they found one in New Jersey. I know that.
Damn, mm-hmm. man. What the fuck,
dude? Watch out, people.
Yeah.
There's crazy motherfuckers out there.
Yeah,
that
man.
That do not like our way of life. So watch out for that.
Yes, shout out to everybody, anybody affected by that shit. That's just terrible, man.
Yeah.
I got a shout out to, this is kind of a weird one, but I came across it like a week ago. It was Labor Day. Wasn't that the last one thing that just happened? Labor Day? It was like the last holiday that just happened?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So Labor Day weekend, they were playing, I forget what channel, like Esquire channel. I don't know if you guys know about that, but they were playing American Ninja Warrior, which I love. But they weren't playing – well, actually, it wasn't American Ninja Warrior. It was just Ninja Warrior. It was the original Ninja Warrior. Like, I think it was Japanese or something. Yeah. And it was
– Mount Mariachi?
Yeah, but it was classic.
Midoriyama,
bad. I'm sorry. I apologize to everyone out there for that.
It was literally, like, the straight show, and then they just had the subtitles underneath it. And it was so entertaining, but it brought me back flashback to my childhood. So this my shout-out is to anybody that was a fan or watched the TV show MXC.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. So great.
That show with a passion. And what it did is it took me into a YouTube deep dive this past week because I brought it up and I just started reminiscing and I was like, oh my God. And for those of you who don't know, it's the most extreme challenge. I think it was on Spike. It's basically one of those old school Japanese shows where like a Ninja Warrior, but they're doing like obstacle. They're running through weird obstacle courses.
Truly absurd.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is dubbed over in just the most stupid, silly American way that it can be. And they say the dumbest shit. The commentators are hilarious.
Guy LaDouche
is one of the sideline reporters. And it's hilarious. I highly suggest you go out there and check it out. The TV show is called MXC. So shout out to the show, to anyone that knows about it. And they had a lot of seasons on Spike. So I don't know if it was
on for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's on Amazon, but you got to pay for it.
Yeah, you got to pay for it. I couldn't find any. But you can definitely YouTube whole episodes on YouTube. So check that out.
I think I'm going home and doing
that. Yeah, you should. Yeah. If you really want a good laugh, man, there is some really, really funny shit on there. But with that, we will see you guys next week. We might be a little sluggish. We got that wedding that we were talking about. But I think we'll be able to power through it.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
So, with that being said, thanks for checking in. As always, check us out, iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud. We're everywhere. And yeah, I guess with that, we'll see you guys next week, right?
Yeah.
All right, see you next week.
I'll be there, man.